Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone. John Wright, Director of Communications for Hardin County Schools. How are you this morning?
Hey, Brian, Tricia, I'm great. Thank you. It's going to turn out to be a great day and get these clouds out of here. But we're excited. We finally have some plans for graduation, and we know folks have been wondering about that and how that was going to take place. And so we finally got those plans. We're excited to honor our class of 2020.
Well, you guys have made the communication with the high school students, with the seniors, but can you explain to us kind of what's going to happen for graduation?
Yeah, so we talked to the high school seniors. I'm glad you brought that up, Tricia. We asked the high school seniors, we made a survey, and we gave them about four different choices. And those four choices were, they were kind of things that we had heard maybe some other districts were doing or some other districts and throughout the country were doing to honor seniors. And so we threw some things out there, and there were two choices that really came back, just resounding of what seniors wanted to do. First of all, they wanted to have a real graduation, the cap and gown, fill the gym, fill the football stadium type graduation. And so we just hope we can do that. And so we've picked October 2nd and 3rd to have those, just like, we would have had them on May 22nd and 23rd. So we're looking at October 2nd and 3rd. That's around the fall break time for our students, for what will be our students in 2020, 2021. And so we picked that time, but we also know that may not be possible. It just depends on where we are with our social distancing guidelines. And so we went back, and then the Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving break are our second choices. And then really, if we can't get past those, there just won't be any graduation ceremony for the class of 2020. And I just hope that does not come to fruition, but that's just where we are with those. But we know that either one of those two, it's possible that none of those dates work for a real graduation ceremony, a traditional graduation ceremony in that sense. So we started to look at, okay, what else can we do? And some other districts, and not only in Kentucky, but around the country are doing this, and we know that it's working. So we will be allowing at each of the high schools, we will be calling students to say, okay, here is your appointed time where you and up to six of your family members can come to the high school. You'll be wearing your cap and gown, and you can walk across the stage. We will call your name. You will get your diploma, and then you will exit. And there'll be up to 10 families at the football field of each high school, and each ceremony will take place outside. And so we will bring those families in, even park them social distance using social distancing. We will bring them in, 10 families at a time, using social distancing guidelines, and then and then they will leave, and then 10 more families will come in, and that will happen most of the day on, like for Central, May 4, 5, and 6 if needed. John Hardin, May 7 and 8, and then North Hardin, May 11, 12, and 13th if necessary, and then the Hardin County High GED program will do on May 14 and the 15th if necessary, and again, that'll take place at Central Hardin. So,
and then from there, you're going to have the HCEC TV crew. They're going to put video together that it will be aired.
That's right. They will edit. They will videotape all those events. So if I had a senior, they would videotape her walking across the stage. And they will, you're exactly right, they will edit those pieces together of all the students that participate in that. And, at some point during these during the gatherings, the class president will speak, or whatever would take place in a traditional graduation, whatever prelude would take place to the calling of the names, so to speak, and those will be all edited together, and those will air on either on HCEC TV and HCEC TV's YouTube channel at the time the graduation was supposed to take place on May 22nd and 23rd, and all that information is on our website under News and Announcements. And there's a link there called graduation plans. So, and all those dates, all those times, are there. So what if the question we are already starting to get is, what if I cannot come, or what if my parents cannot come, or my family cannot come on the date that you give me? Well, we'll work hard to make that happen. So, Just know that you're not going to be denied because you can't make it at a certain time. So all will be well in that regard. So, again, we just hate that we have to do this, but it's the best that we can come up with in this situation.
All right, that's John Wright, Director of Communications for Hardin County Schools. Can you stick around? We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes about some other kind of homework-type things for what's going on with school.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back with John in just a little bit. We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone again with John Wright, Director of Communications for Hardin County Schools. And so many things happening, so many moving pieces. You know, when you're dealing with thousands of students, how many schools are there in the Hardin County school system?
23.
So, you know, there's a couple of things that have to happen when we're in a world pandemic.
That's right.
A lot of questions. How do I get my kid's yearbook? My kid left their band instrument at school. I've still got library books at my house. When do I do this? Right. How do I get my kid's jacket they left there?
most of those questions, Brian, are answered at the school level. And there are folks at school, during regular school hours that can help you in that regard. I know that a lot of schools will be calling students or forming some sort of a communication line with students and their parents regarding pickup of items and things like that. I know I've got three girls in our district, three daughters, and I know that each one of them at three different schools, and I know that each one of them have personal items at those schools, and I've got full faith in the leaders and the teachers there to make sure that those items get returned to us. And it's just going to take some time. We just appreciate everyone's patience as we work through that. And obviously, administrator going through a locker to gather those things may either find something that belongs to a locker mate or something that may or may not belong to that person. But we just ask everybody's patience and for those library books and things like that, things that you have to return to school. Just call schools, set up a time where you can come in and drop those things off. And, you know, teachers and students are communicating daily via Google Meet. Just encourage your students to ask some questions about, hey, you know, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, when can I come pick up my yearbook? When can I do this? And things like that. So that communication is happening daily through our NTI. Just take some time and ask those questions.
All right, John, thank you so much, and we appreciate all of the hard work that is going in. We realize that, you know, there's so many decisions that have to be made and so many moving parts and pieces, and we know you guys are really working hard for the best of the students and their families.
Well, thank you so much. One other thing I want to mention is our like the night or late evening, as I'm calling it, time tonight, where our football stadiums and all of our outdoor stadiums at all three high schools will be lit in honor of our seniors of class of 2020. So we're just encouraging families and parents and community members at large to just turn on your porch lights for that between 8 and 8:20. And some folks have said, well, it's not dark at 8 o'clock yet, and I know that, but it is the 20th hour in military time. So just at 20:20:20, just turn on those, leave your lights on for that amount of time, for that 20 hours or 20 minutes and 20 seconds, and that's how long they'll be at our football stadiums. And so we just encourage everybody to turn on their lights tonight in honor of this wonderful class who has obviously treading new waters for us and going into some unprecedented times. So just wish them well and turn on your porch lights tonight from 8 to 8:20, and we would be forever grateful.
All right, John Wright with Hardin County Schools, thanks so much.
We appreciate you all.
No problem. We are Quixie 98.3.